V'alkein tzivso Rivka leYaakov lahakriv shnei gedoyeizim, and this is why Rivka instructed Yaakov Avinu to bring two goats lahachnia moireyesh b'chinas esav kanal, in order to weaken the moireyesh, which is the concept of esav, v'lasois mehem matamim, and to make something delicious for Yitzchok Avinu to eat, so that Yitzchok Avinu would give him a bracha. K'may shekosu, v'asei oisam matamim, and prepare a delicacy from them. Hainu, this means, lahachnia hora mehem. The first step is to be machnia the moireyesh, to defeat the bad. And number two, ulavarer hatoiv mehem, valasos mehem atamim, to extract the good that's found in the bad, to take the good out of there and make something special out of it, make matamim out of it. V'alkein kibel Yaakov habrochis, and this is why through this Yaakov Avinu was zocheh to receive the brochis from Yitzchok Avinu. Sheheim hashpoas hatzadik yisoidoylam. The brocha is the goodness of the tzaddik. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, ubrochis l'roish tzaddik, that brochis are found by the tzaddik. Shezeh b'chinas moirei or. That's the concept of moirei or. Shem b'chinas tzadik yisoid olam, which is the tzadik. Vezeh shomar Esav. And this is why Esav said, es b'choirosi lokoch. He took my birthright. He took my b'choira. V'hine ato lokach b'chosi. And now he took my bracha also. He took my blessing also. Ki ha-b'choiro ze b'chinas moirei or. Because the birthright, the b'chayro, we said before, is the concept of moirei or. B'chinas Yosef HaTzadik, shenikra b'chayro shoyroi hodarloi. As in the case of Yosef HaTzadik, who is called a b'chayro, and the pasuk says about him, hodarloi, he shone, he shined brightly. So we see that b'chayro is associated with a shining light, moirei or. Ki b'chayro hu reishis, because again, b'chayro is the first, Shehu b'chinas moichin, which is chachma, b'chinas moirei or. V'alkein hishtadel Yaakov likach meisav ha-b'choira. This is why Yaakov Avinu worked to take away the b'choira from Esav. Hainu lohoitzi me'esav shu b'chinas moirei eish, es yinikoso yishoyla me'moirei or shu ha-b'choira. Meaning, he wanted to take away from Esav, who is moirei eish, his connection to the Moirei Or, his power to draw from the Moirei Or. When Esav had the Bechoira, Bechoira is Moirei Or, he was drawing strength from that. Yaakov Avinu wanted to cut off his supply of strength, in a sense. V'zeh shekosuv, and this is why the Pasuk says that when Esav realized this, that Yaakov Avinu had taken the Bechoira and the Bracha, what did he do? He cried. Till then, we don't find Esav being that much of an emotional guy. We hear he's a murderer, he's a killer, and he's a hunter, and he kills husbands to take away their wives. So since when did he become such a crybaby? Rav Nosson Zal says, Vayisa Esav es koilai vayev. Esav cried, Kedei lahagbir chas v'sholei mo'irei eish, shehim b'chinas d'mois. This connects beautifully with what we learned before. Crying is the mo'irei or leaving. Crying is mo'irei eish. Like we cry over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. We cry over the burning down of the Beis HaMikdash. So crying is fire. Crying is, when Esav saw that he was being knocked down, the Bechor was taken away, the Bracha was taken away, what did he do? He cried to turn up the heat, to turn up the power of his Moireyesh. Nimtza, we see from this, Shegedi Marameis Laesav, B'chinas Moireyesh, that the goat, we said, the Seir, alludes to Esav, who is Moireyesh. V'zehu loisevashel Gedi b'chalevi moi. Now we're going to understand why the Torah doesn't write, don't mix meat and milk. Why does it say, don't cook a goat in its mother's milk? The Torah mentions goat for a reason. Because we want to warn you, don't break this law, because if you do, you're going to be giving strength to Esav, who's compared to the goat, the soyer, Esav ish soyer, the gedi. Mechalev aim, so that Esav won't be able to draw from mother's milk. Hainu b'chinas mo'irei or. We learned before that the milk was mo'irei or. Sheheim b'chinas chaleveim. That's the mother's milk. Sheheim me'irim l'rochel. Shehi yifas tor v'yifas mare. Shehi eim habonim. The mo'irei or shines its light into the Shechina, who is called Rochel, who is the mother. Ki kishenesari v'chas v'sholem bosar b'cholov. Because when a Jew chas v'sholem mixes meat and milk, Azai chas v'sholem hagdi shehu b'chinas moireyesh yoinek mebchinas moireyor shem b'chinas chaleveim. Then the goat, which represents the moireyesh, is given the power, is given the ability to draw strength from the mother's milk, which is moireyor. V'ze shekosu b'shulchan aruch, and this is why the Shulchan Aruch, when it discusses this, says gdi lav dafka. When the Torah says goat here, it doesn't mean just goat. It means any kind of meat. V'loishna b'chaleveim, v'loishna b'chalev acheres. And it doesn't matter if you cook it in its mother's milk or any other milk. Ela shediber hakosuv b'hoiva. But the Torah presented it the way it happens. Listen to this. The Shulchan Aruch said, the Torah presented it in its normal way. V'hadovor tamua lehoilam. Rav Nosson Zal says everybody struggles with this question. V'chizehu hoive v'seder levashel gedi bal chalev imoy. You know any places in the world where this is normal? Where it's normal to cook a goat in its mother's milk? What does the Shulchan Aruch mean when it says that when the Torah said goat, it doesn't mean goat. It means all kinds of milk. When it says mother's milk, it doesn't mean mother's milk. Anyway, but the Torah just gave you a typical example. This is a typical example? It's a typical example to take a goat and cook it in its mother's milk? What are you talking about? Ube'emes hu plia gedoyla. Rav Nosson says this is definitely a major question. Ki eich shayach al zeh loymar shedibra kosu bohoiva. How in the world can the Shulchan Aruch say that the Shulchan Aruch gave you a typical example? What are you talking about? V'chikachu haseder, this is a normal example? You know any country in the world or any people in the world who do this, who take the goat, a goat that's born, and make sure to get milk from its mother and cook it in mother's milk? What are you talking about? Rav Nosson Zal says, "Ach yesh lefarei shal pihanal." This will be understood very well based on what we learned before. Shehakavonahu shedibra kosav bohoive, that when the Shulchan Aruch means that the pasuk presented it the way it happens, it meant hainu shakosav medaber behahoive shemishavemize. The Torah wanted to let you know what happens from this. What happens as a result of this? If you mix meat and milk, you know what's going to happen? What's going to happen is you're going to be mixing goat with mother's milk. That's spiritually this what goat symbolizes and what mother's milk symbolizes. Hainu b'hapigam shemishava meitaroi v'zbosar b'cholov. The damage that's caused when you mix meat and milk will be ki be'emes ze hapigam hamishava mikol taroi v'zbosar b'cholov. Because this is actually the damage that's caused when a person mixes any kind of meat and milk, whether it's cheese and beef burger, you know, whatever you want. What is it? That shalidei ze chas v'sholem yoinei kagedi mechalei v'im chas v'sholem. It gives the power to the goat. The goat which represents Esav Ishsoer, the goat which represents Moireyesh, it gives it the power to draw from Chalev Eim, from milk, which is Moirey Oyer, and specifically Chalev Eim connected to the mothers, to Rochel, to the Shechina. V'zehu shediber hakosuv b'hoive. That's what the Shulchan Aruch means when it says that the Pasuk presented it the way it happens. Hainu? Kishemesariv bosar b'cholov. The Torah is telling us, when you mix meat and milk, eze bosar b'cholov shia, whatever meat and whatever milk, azai hahoive mimenu, what results from it is, huzois, is this, that you're taking goat, you're taking moireyesh, and allowing it to draw too much power from chalev eim. Kize hapegam mesave. This is the damage that happens. Shehagedi yoinek mechalev eim chas v'shalom. Avol be'em. That's the damage that's resulting from your act. Avol be'emes kol basar b'cholav shel kol behem osur. But in reality, any kind of meat and any kind of milk is forbidden. Rak shakosuv marames ala pigam hamisave mikol tarovis bosa b'cholo. But the Torah was just hinting to you to let you know what kind of damage comes from this sin. That by mixing meat and milk, as we learned in the previous shir, had a Zohar HaKadosh mentioned that that's pigam abris, it's all kind, that causes this spiritual happening of gedi and chalevim. V'alkein Iker Isur Bosa B'cholov Hurak Bebehema Min HaTorah. And this is why, technically, the Doraisa Isur of Bosa B'cholov is only meat. You know, not chicken, not those things. Ki Iker Hizgabrus Ruach HaBehemiyiz Bechinas Moireyosh Hu BaBehema Yosir. Because the main place where you have Behemiyiz, animal, you know, real animal, is in Behema. More so than in Chaya or Oif. As we learned many times previously, that Chayas are usually, a behemoth is a dumb animal, you know, hardly, it walks slowly, you know. A Chaya, you know, runs quickly, they're much more, they have more das and than a behemoth. V'alkein kol ha-korbonos bo'em y-behemos daika. And this is also why all the korbonos had to be from behemoth, not from Chaya. Kedei lahachniyam, in order to be machnia the sitra achra in the place where the sitra achra is strongest, which is in behemoth, and to be able to extract the good that's found in there and bring it into the kedusha. Sheze ikar shleimus hakedusha kishemale umevarin hatoiv meoyme korah. This is a very important rule throughout Sifrei Kabbalah, throughout Sifrei Chassidus, that the Iker Shleimus of Kedusha is only when you've also succeeded, besides having the holiness, you've also succeeded in being able to draw out the holiness that was in the Sitra Achra. You were able to draw out that holiness and bring that into the Kedusha. That's when the Kedusha is considered complete. Just like, let's say, you have people who are religious, a whole group of people who are very religious, and they do mitzvahs. Wonderful. Great. Is it 100%? No, definitely not. It does not become complete until they can take some people who weren't religious and bring them in. Take Jews who fell away from Hashem, who moved away from Hashem, were in the hands of the Sitra Achra, and bring them in. That's when, and only that's when, it becomes Shleimus HaKedusha. There are many, many examples of this. The Ketores, one of the holiest sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash, had 10 spices that smelled delicious. It had one that smelled terrible. And without that terrible one, the Ketores is not complete. V'alkein Iker Isur Bosa B'cholov Min HaTorah Hurak B'Bsar Behema. And this is why, technically, the main Do'oraisa Isur of Bosa B'cholov is only Behema. Sheshom Nechozen B'Yosir B'chinas Moireish. That's where the Moireish is strongest. That's why you have to be careful not to let that Moira Yesh draw from the Moira Or. Don't put it too close to the Moira, don't put it too close to milk. That's the Isur of not letting meat and milk come together. V'alkein Iker Isur Bosa B'cholov Hu Rak Bebehema Tohoira. Now listen to this. The Isur of Bosar B'cholov only applies to kosher animals. Only to a cow, an ox, a goat, only kosher animals. A non-kosher animal, a chazer or something like that, if you cook that in milk and eat it, the Isur of Bosar B'cholov does not apply. Usually if you do something that, it's the Isur of chazer plus the Isur of Bosar B'cholov. Bosar B'cholov only applies to kosher animals. Avul Bebehema Temeya, Ein Isur L'Bashal B'cholov. But a non-kosher animal, there is no isur of cooking it in milk. Why? Ki ikar yinikas hora min hatoiv chas v'shalom hu derech haheter shu b'chinas noiga kayadua. Listen to this. This is what we mentioned before, and this is a very important concept which applies in many different places. If you understand it once, you'll apply it to many things. We have the kiddush over here on the right. We have the Sitra Achra over here on the left. The Sitra Achra wants to draw from the Kedusha. Usually it cannot draw directly from the Kedusha because they're opposites. They have nothing in common. So what happens? There's someone in the middle. There's Noiga. There's Klipas Noiga. We've learned when we've spoken about the Tumah, the Sitra Achra, Yecheskel Hanavi, one of the prophets, had a vision where he saw a dark cloud, and he saw a black fire, and he saw a storm wind, and then he saw a twilight, a noiga surrounding the Shekhinah, surrounding the Kedusha. So it's brought in all Sfarim and everything that the three, the black fire and the dark cloud and the storm wind, those three represent total evil. They are complete ra. They are sitra or complete ra. Noiga, twilight. Twilight means light and darkness, a mixture of light and darkness. Noiga is good and bad. It's like the Eitz Hadas Tov Hara, which is somewhere in the middle. The only way from the Tumah to be able to draw from the Kedusha is via the Noiga, only via Noiga. Ra, something that's complete Ra, cannot associate with Tov, normally. So therefore, they're telling us, look at this. When I have a non-kosher animal, non-kosher animal is a level of is a ra that can't, if I put it together with milk, it can't draw at all. Can't. Because this is ra, this is complete ra, this is toiv. This is eish, this is oir. It's only if the animal is a kosher animal, so that it's animal and it's kosher. Animal, we said, is moira eish. Animal is a bad, you know, a dumb thing, a negative thing. But the fact that it's a kosher species, it's behema toira, it's noiga. It's good and bad. Proof is, we take part of the animal, we bring it on the mizbeach, right? And we take that animal, we eat it for Shabbat. You know, we can eat it, and then we can do all kinds of mitzvahs with it. So therefore, he says, since we know that the ra can only draw from the toiv, only via heter, via something that's permissible. Shehu bechinas noiga kiyadua, something that's like noiga, it's good and bad mixed together, that's where the ra can connect. This is why there are many people that said that, for example, when you have in Klal Yisrael, you have religious Jews, and you have totally non-religious Jews, the non-religious Jews are not such a threat to the religious Jews in a sense. Where the threat came in and where we saw such major destruction in Klal Yisrael is when you started having reform. That was problem number one. And the bigger problem was conservative. Why? Because even reform was pretty clear. Their statement was clear that yesterday's Torah doesn't apply to the today. Meat and milk, all of this stuff, it's ancient. It's from thousands of years ago. It's today we're in a modern world, different. We need a new Torah completely. So the reform was sort of, you know, was black and white. Conservative was the biggest danger because there it was good and bad. There, we're not like the reform, chas v'shal, we don't save it. You just have to make some little changes, little adjustments. And that was a bigger danger and a bigger threat to the Orthodox than even the reform and the other things. That's this klipas noiga, which in some ways can present more of a danger because the Sitra Achra can draw via there much more easily than it can, you know, when it's a clear picture. V'alkein, kishemesariv bosar b'cholav chas v'shalom, therefore, when meat and milk mix together, she'oz yecholen linoik moirei eish memoirei or, which we said is what makes it possible for the moirei eish to draw from the moirei or, dahainu horam and atoiv chas v'shalom, which means the bad to draw from the good, Yefsher linoik kiim kishahem shel heter. It can only draw if we're dealing with a kosher animal. Sha'azai al yedei haheter, then through the fact that it's a kosher animal, it's permissible, it's permitted, hem yecholim lina kanal. They have the ability to draw. Aval kishechot mihem shel isur, whereas if the meat or the milk is treif, it's a treif animal, then the eish cannot draw from the oir. The ein misarven klal. They don't mix at all. They kianikosom rak derech haheter. Because the ability for the sitra achra to draw from the kedusha is only via permissible, only via this noiga, via something that has good in it. V'alkein hivdilo hatoyroisonu mibosar b'cholov. This is why the Torah commanded us to stay off away from Bosar B'cholov, Kedei Shenizke Levarer HaToiv, said we'll have the ability to sort out the good in the meat, V'sheyoiru ha-ma'oire or le-beis ha-mikdosh. And so that the light should shine properly, should flow properly into the beis ha-mikdosh. B'chinas reishis bikuri admos ha-toves ha-shem lekecha. As we said, the beginning of that pasuk, that to bring the reishis into the beis ha-lekecha, to shine the ma'oire or into the beis ha-mikdosh. If you want the ma'oire or to be working properly, and you want the beis ha-mikdosh to be able to receive that light properly, be careful not to mix milk and meat. Because when you mix milk and meat, you damage the ma'oire or. Then the meat, which is ma'oire esh, draws extra, more than it's supposed to, from the milk, which is ma'oire or, and you hurt this process of having the ma'oire or flow into the Beis HaMikdosh. Another example of this, we have the 6 days of the week, and we have Shabbos. Shabbos is holy. The 6 days of the week are zero, are not holy. They meet on Friday afternoon. Friday afternoon is when weekday changes into Shabbos. Weekday comes into Shabbos. The Arizal explains that when that's happening, the Sitrachra, you know, so whatever parts, whatever mitzvahs and Maisim Tovim a Jew did during the week, go into the Shabbos. So what happens is the bad guys see them going into Shabbos. They say, hold on, I'm coming too. They want to come into Shabbos also. The Klipos and the Sitrachra from the 6 days of the week want to come into Shabbos also. And the Arizal says, this is why we bathe in hot water on Erev Shabbos, a hot mikvah, a hot shower. The reason for this is when we do that, we bring down a reaction from heaven. There's a Shalhuva Deisha. There's a spiritual fire that comes down that slices between the good and the bad of the weekday, and only allows that part of Noiga, only allows the Noiga to go into the Shabbos. The three other klipos, which represent something totally bad, it blocks them from being able to get, they're trying to get in also. They see the Noiga. Noiga is the sixth day of the week. They see that trying to get into Shabbos. They want to come in too. They're blocked by this fire, heavenly fire that comes down, that's initiated when a Jew bathes in warm or hot water on Erev Shabbos. This Shalhuv Leisha. That's also why we say Shnayim Mikra Vecho Targum. The twice Chumash and the once Targum. We mentioned many times, Targum is Noiga. Targum is good and bad. It's a language of the Goyim and a language of the Torah. It's in between. By saying Shnai Mikra Vecho Targum, but two times Chum, the Lashon Kodesh, and one time Targum, that's what allows us to take the good of the Targum, the good of Noiga, and bring it into the Kedusha, and the bad should stay far away, should not be able to get in where it can do harm.